The Art of Happiness by His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Howard C. Cutler, M.D. Read by Howard Cutler with Ernest Abuba. Featuring His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
I think this is the first time I am meeting most of you. But to me, whether it is an old friend or a new friend, there's not much difference anyway, because I always believe we are the same. We are all human beings.
Moments before, I had found the Dalai Lama alone in an empty basketball locker room, waiting to address a crowd of 6,000 at Arizona State University. He was calmly sipping a cup of tea in perfect repose. But now he briskly rose and without hesitation left the room, emerging into the thick backstage throng of reporters, photographers, security personnel, and students. Finally, passing through a curtain, he walked on stage, bowed, folded his hands, and smiled. He was greeted with thunderous applause. At his request, the house lights were not dimmed, so he could clearly see his audience. And for several moments, he simply stood there, quietly surveying the audience with an unmistakable expression of warmth and goodwill. To those who had never seen the Dalai Lama before, his maroon and saffron monk's robes may have created an exotic impression. Yet his remarkable ability to establish rapport with his audience was quickly revealed as he sat down and began his talk.
Brothers and sisters, I am very, very happy to be here with you. And most of you, this is the first time I think a meeting. But to me, whether it's an old friend or new friend, not much differences. I always believe we are same human being. Of course, you see the different culture background and a different way of life, different, how to say, the faith or different color, but we are same. We are, I think, the human being on the combination of human body and human mind. So therefore, our physical structure also same, our mind and also the emotional level also same. So therefore, wherever I meet some, you see, some people, I always have the feeling that we are same. I'm just meeting one another human being, which just like myself.
I have the feeling that I'm encountering another human being just like myself.
On that level,
I find it is much easier to communicate with others on that level. If we emphasize the specific characteristics, like I am Tibetan or I am Buddhist, then there are differences. But those things are secondary. If we can leave the differences aside, I think we can easily communicate, exchange ideas, and share experiences.